AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden's son Hunter is at a federal court in Delaware. He's expected to plead guilty to two tax crimes and admit possessing a gun as a drug user. A deal was worked out with the Justice Department, meaning Hunter Biden will likely avoid any prison time. Meantime, House Majority Leader Steve Scalise says Republicans are on a path toward impeachment for President Biden.
Multiple committees are dealing with multiple inquiries, and an inquiry is not in and of itself an impeachment, but it's just an ability to get more information that the Biden administration is trying to block the American people from seeing. You know, why doesn't the Biden administration, who ran on transparency, want to actually be transparent when it comes time?
Today in London, Kevin Spacey was acquitted on sexual assault charges.
And I am humbled by the outcome today.
The actor was accused of aggressively touching four men.
I'm enormously grateful to the jury for having taken the time to examine all of the evidence and all of the facts carefully before they reach their decision.
Tears rolled down Spacey's cheeks as the final not guilty verdict was read in London. The Federal Reserve is expected to announce another interest rate hike to try to curb inflation. Investors on Wall Street are hoping this will be the last rate hike. This morning, a towering construction crane caught fire high above the west side of Manhattan.
This is a good morning. This could have been a lot worse.
Deputy Fire Commissioner Joseph Pfeiffer says the crane fell off, smashed against a nearby building, dangled, and then plummeted to the street. Four people in New York were treated for minor injuries. No winner last night in the Mega Millions jackpot. The jackpot is now $910 million. Seven major automakers say they're joining forces to build a North American electric vehicle charging network that would rival Tesla. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are opening mixed as Wall Street waits to hear what the Federal Reserve will do with interest rates later in the afternoon. The S&P 500 was down 0.1% early Wednesday, coming off its best closing level in more than 15 months. The Dow was down 39 points. That's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite was down 0.2%. Microsoft fell 3.1%. That's despite reporting higher profit and revenue than analysts expected. Alphabet helped to limit the market's losses with a gain of 6.6%. Google's parent company beat analysts' forecasts by a wider margin than Microsoft did. Boeing rose 5.3%. The aircraft maker reported a smaller loss for the spring than the market was expecting. Later in the day, the Fed is expected to raise interest rates again in its fight against inflation. Markets are hoping that will be the last increase for a while. Seth Sutel, New York.
Car maker Stellantis is reporting a 37% boost in earnings in the first half, driven by strong North American income and an increase in electric vehicle sales in Europe. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.